Lent, Drain the Swamp, by David G. Bonagura, Jr. Drain the Swamp is one of today's more passionate political cries. The swamp, of course, is Washington, D.C., which uses all sorts of contaminations, slimy politicians, rancid deals, foggy lies, sinkholes of money, hazy procedures. The people demand a champion, a doge, to clean it up, to drain its political and social sins so the government can function smoothly and America can be great again. Swamp theory assumes that the governmental system is broken and that a properly functioning reform will bring in a kind of political salvation. There is some truth in this contention, but Catholics must avoid seeing the system and not sinful individuals as the real problem. As Pope St. John Paul II taught, such cases of social sin are the result of the accumulation and concentration of many personal sins. Reconciliatio et Penitentia 16. When constant media coverage hypes fixing the system, this system can easily become the speck in the other's eye that shifts attention from the beam in our own. For as St. John Paul continued, if any structural and institutional reforms do occur, they will be of short duration and ultimately vain and ineffective. Not to say counterproductive, if the people directly or indirectly responsible for that situation are not converted. Lent recalls us from the hype, from the structures, and back to God so that we can pull out that beam each of us has lodged in his eyes. Lent challenges us to drain the swamp that concupiscence generates within us, lest our lives become submerged in sin, selfishness, and ego. That inner swamp conditioned by concupiscence, the irregular desire for sin that weighs down all children of Adam, is real, and it is the cause of so much evil in ourselves, in Washington, and beyond. Unchecked, the swamp's slow, sometimes imperceptible crawl can overtake us and weaken our wills to resist even greater sins. This happened to King David, who forsook his duty to lead his army into battle so he could stay home on the couch. 2 Sam 11:1-2. His sloth became an occasion of lust, which then led to his adultery, which then led to his conspiracy to murder. Lent provides three tools, fasting, prayer, and almsgiving, that help us drain the swamp of concupiscence within us. Each one counters one of the three chief manifestations of concupiscence: sensuality, pride, and vanity. Repentance, sorrow for sins, is the executive order issued on the federal level, the church, and the local level, the individual, that sets the work in motion. The discipline of fasting, writes Adelbert de Vogue, OSB, in his soul-jabbing book To Love Fasting, is man's first step in pursuit of perfection. Fasting has an afflictive aspect that serves as punishment for faults. It is also a liberating practice that should be felt as the suppression of useless and burdensome excesses. Abstinence from food and from other burdensome excesses of which we are not short frees us from these worldly concerns. Each hunger pang or twitch toward the goods we have forsaken has to be redirected toward God with a conscious prayer. Lord, I'm sorry for my sins, for which I deserve these pains. Grant me the grace to desire you more than these perishing things. Dom de Vogue adds that mastering our appetites by fasting permits a greater mastery of the other manifestations of the libido and aggressiveness. It is as if the man who fasts were more himself, in possession of his true identity, and less dependent on exterior objects and the impulses they arouse in him. Unrestrained libido and aggressiveness have created swampy conditions in many a soul, and times beyond number in Washington. Fasting also facilitates Lent's second tool, prayer. In the Bible, fasts obtain the maximum intensity and efficacy for prayer, Dom de Vogue teaches. Authentic prayer curbs pride as we creatures submit ourselves to our Creator, beg His forgiveness, and implore Him to increase within us and to decrease our egos. Extra Lenten devotions, daily Mass, Stations of the Cross, Divine Mercy, the Rosary, confession, drain some pride from our swamps. The third Lenten tool, almsgiving, combats our vanity, another vice not in short supply in ourselves or Washington, by directing our love away from ourselves and toward others. Dame de Vogue links almsgiving's fervency to fasting. The two are more closely united by a true relation of cause and effect. Fasting demands and makes possible generosity towards the other. Every generous act, no matter how small, lifts us out of the swamp and onto the mountain of the Lord. At the heart of every situation of sin, continued St. John Paul, are always to be found sinful people. As another Lent proceeds, calls to drain the swamp should not send us looking outward for a political program that, if we are honest, has no direct impact on our lives. If we really want political reform, then we first need not just every Catholic, but every American, to reform himself according to the Church's Lent program. Replacing drain the swamp can be the call of the prophet Joel. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Sanctify the congregation. Joel 2 verses 15 to 16. Joel delivers God's message. It turned to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Joel 2 verses 12 to 13. Embracing and living. This message will truly make America great again.